and ground red pepper. And he stirred it up good, and he washed that meat off, and he covered it with that pork and that ground red pepper, you know, and the skipper wouldn't get in it then.
Yeah. Skipper
getting
meat, what kind of meat was that?
Hog meat, and like that. Mm. And they'd do it now if you hang it up and don't smoke it and keep smoking that.
Did y'all ever have any hogs come up wild here?
Here?
Yeah, around here.
I know that. I went to Buster Reed last night. He said he had some wild hogs over there. And he was telling about his dog. He got two bulldogs. And he said they went over there hunting some hogs and went wild. He said he caught two. And he said his oldest dog looked like it got the swelling. And he said, he looked out and said, he told Lawrence, said, Lawrence, you better take that dog to the veterinary. Said he carried, put him in a pickup and said he carried the Abbeville over there to the veterinary. The veterinary looked at the dog and said, my dog may live, you get her back home, and she might pull through it. Said he'd give her three shots. And I said, that dog said, he had to come back by New Falls to get him some corn seed and things. He come back through New Falls, that dog laying up there, hassling us like that. And I said, when he stopped at the seed store, that dog said, oh, said, did it, don't he? That's like that.
Cholera?
And the doctor said it had a worm, heart worm. I don't give all these dogs away here. Hey, come in, baby, and show me where you can fight them. Turn around. Right there.
Yeah.
You got a tube running right down. Right down here. So you cut in there.
David, how you doing?
I cut in here, too. I went right in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he cut in on each side here. And Dr. Miles, that old Benny, took a piece of bone out of his leg and put on his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been in the hospital ever since he'd been born, might say. Dr. Jack Griffin, Dr. Zuri, operated on him about three or 4 weeks ago. I got him out of the hospital.
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that doctor name was operating on Buddy. He split him about that foot right down his backbone. And took a piece off his hip bone back there and put up there and took one joint of his backbone out and put another piece of, took a piece off his hip bone back there and put back there in his back.
You know those men know what they're doing.
Hey, them old doctors at the Mary Bellman Hospital, boy, they know what they're doing. You don't see no young jack legs running around there.
Yeah.
That doctor, I went in there after Doc Upton, they're making it hurt all over. He said, well, I can't help it. I said, how come you can't help it? I said, you can give me a shot or something to help me. He looked at me. Have you been doing too much family duty?
Yeah. Well, about wagons, what were the parts of the wagon when you were coming up? Y'all used to drive them all the time. Didn't they have between the down through horses that had a wooden piece?
Yeah, it had a tongue, like a old tongue.
And the traces, they were hitched to them.
It had a single tree, had a cross. They call it double tree, you know, go across and the trace, and a single tree on the east side of it, hook two mules to it. Your granddad got one up there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that wagon, but I didn't know what the pieces were called. When y'all broke ground in the spring, what'd you use?
A slide fly.
Yeah.